This is the Pacifica Foundation National Board National Finance Committee meeting of August 2nd, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. R. Paul Martin, Secretary. Summer Rees, Chair. R. Paul, would you please call the roll?
Okay, Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Mike Jones.
Here.
Alberto Loera.
Oh, Jesus.
Alberto. R. Paul Martin here.
Summer, I'm here, but the guy's got a vacuum cleaner. I'm going to have to go off the call for a second.
What's
the mute code?
What is it? #11? Does somebody remember?
#1.
#1, okay.
One. Yes, thank you.
Simon Pius. Summer Rees.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. John Wanger.
Well, John is here because he just said so, and I know Alex was here a moment ago, but go ahead.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
We have 7, and that's a quorum. Let me call a couple people again. Alberto Loera. Simon Pius. Alex Steinberg. John Wanger. Okay, we still have 7.
Okay, and I
Here. I was on mute, Alex.
Okay, so you've got Alex there, and we know John just went on mute, so we know he's actually on the call. All righty, thank you, R. Paul. So we have a quorum. Do we have minutes from last meeting, R. Paul? Did you distribute those like you always do?
Actually, we have 3 sets of minutes, one of which got distributed a month ago.
I'd like to take
minutes all over the place.
I would like to take just a few minutes. I'd like to not get backlogged. We're already 3 sets of minutes. We're already creeping towards backlog there. Would you mind reading off minutes from last month? I would like to get the I suppose we should approve the agenda first and then approve the minutes. So that would be more proper. But anyway, I'd like to get them out of the way just so we keep up with our housekeeping. The proposed agenda for this evening is review and discussion of the KPFK budget with LaVarne Williams, the CFO, and with Anthony Iberola, the business manager of KPFK. Are there any agenda items from members of the committee that you would like to have added to the agenda for discussion? Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, it doesn't sound that way. So I think we'll go ahead and that will be our agenda for this evening. And if something comes up in the course of discussion, we'll just handle it as it arises.
Question?
So there's no objection.
Question?
That I'm sorry?
Question?
Yes, of course.
We had something. Are we going to an executive session?
Well, I had asked LaVarne if Arlene was joining us tonight, and she said for a little while, so I'm kind of waiting to see if Arlene joins us to ask her if she's staying for executive session, because the things that need to be discussed, we need the input of, you know, executive-level staff to discuss personnel issues, so, you know.
Yeah, Arlene will be back at about 6, so she'll be on the call then.
So that may work out just fine, and maybe we can go into executive session for a little while, because I would like to at least have an opportunity, because you know, personnel is part of discussing budget. So I think when she gets here, we'll ask her if she can stay for a little bit of an executive session, okay? Does that answer that, R. Paul?
We had the an issue that was brought up at the last meeting about non-LSB members.
The confidentiality issue. Did you? I apologize. I'm not in front of a computer right now. Did you submit any sort of proposed motion on that?
I didn't propose a motion. No,
okay.
I didn't have a motion for it. I just sent something to the committee about it. All right, whatever.
And there's no guidance on this from the bylaws that is helpful to us that would, I mean, has nothing ever been passed on this issue from the board's perspective? And Paul, because you've been on, you know, I think you've actually been engaged longer at this level, but, I mean, is there no recollection from the past of anything that ever dealt with this?
Not exactly, although the enabling motion at from WBAI's LSB, would certainly indicate that it would require at least a two-thirds vote to change the enabling motion, But
and this is the one that currently allows non-LC members to have confidentiality, or?
No. There's a motion that was made to allow non-LSB members to take part in confidential executive sessions. The current enabling motion allows LSB members to call such a thing, but for the other motion, which allows anybody to do it, anybody who's a member to do it, that would require a two-thirds to my reading anyway. But the thing is, we had talked about maybe the PNB might want to weigh in on this, because one of the things is, I had said when this got passed at the BAI Finance Committee that I would bring it up to the NFC and see what people thought about it, and it would probably then,
PNB
would hear about it. So
it seems to me it's something that we should definitely get clarity from at the PNB level. It surprises me that nothing has ever been passed regarding this issue. Of course, we don't retain collective memory well electronically. It's not, this stuff is not deposited someplace for easy reference by future boards. So I guess I'd like to find out, has anything been passed on this subject in the past at the PNB level? And if not, then obviously we have to develop a policy, and it should be done, and it should probably be network-wide. This shouldn't be an ad hoc type of thing when it comes to confidentiality, because that has liability implications. So I guess maybe then, unless there's some way you want to have a motion come out of National Finance, but it really sounds like we need to get clarity from at the PNB level. Has anything ever been decided on this? And if not, we need to develop a policy, I think.
Oh. Right, I agree.
Okay. All right, well, I guess as a PNB rep here, I should take that on then to find out, okay? And if not, then we should work to get together some kind of policy. I'll work on that a little bit. This is important. We should deal with this. So. And I guess we need to deal with it very quickly, because these issues are all over the network right now dealing with the budget. So, okay, Harpal, thank you. All right, so there were no objections to the agenda. Can we, if we may, consider it approved? And then I'd like to move on to the minutes. And you say we have three sets of minutes. How long would it take to actually just read those three sets of minutes and approve each one in succession, do you think?
Hold on one second. Let me look. Let's see. Let's find the ones from June. That was July. That was the end of June. I think we didn't do them. Okay. I have the most recent set.
Why don't we do those right now? And if we have to do the other two sets at the next meeting, that's fine. I just don't want to continue to slide backwards.
Okay. All
right.
Thank you, Arpa. The minutes for July 27th. Draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting, July 27th, 2010. Meeting convened by the Secretary at 8:48 p.m. Eastern Time, a quorum being present, the Chair being absent, and the Secretary being present. Attending, Alonzo Brown, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Simon Pius, Summer Reese, Tracy Rosenberg, John Wanger, LaVarne Williams, Bruce Wolf. Agenda. 1. CFO report. 2. John Wanger issues. A. Do any other stations have the assistant GM position? Ours might be called assistant to the GM, but whatever. B. Since I am the new kid at a block, I would love to look at the draft budgets
Thank
from the
you.
Other stations.
How are you today?
Good.
Sorry.
I may have them in my email, but I don't recall any other than Houston's. C. I am particularly interested in news departments. LA's has shrunk to one person. How many are there in each of the news departments around the network? Arbitron ratings, does each station get them? I propose to share ours with the rest of you to enable comparative analysis. LA needs to increase listenership, and I would like to know how each of you obtains most of your listeners so that we might consider importing your best practices to LA. Our LSB voted last year to increase our arbitrons to the highest level of granularity to support analyses. I believe we pay for and get quarter hour numbers for every hour of the week. I say believe because our interim GM has refused to provide them to our LSV when we passed the motion asking him to provide us with accounts at myarbitron.com so that we can see all of our data. How can the NFC help us get our own arbitrons from our uncooperative GM? Arlene, would you please ask him to cooperate with our LSB? If that fails, would you please order him to work with our LSB? Metrics of management fatness. I would like us to develop metrics of the management fraction of payrolls, station by station and department by department. These would support interstation comparisons and might prove illuminating, particularly toward the goal of identifying best practices. What is the NFC process for dealing with unbudgeted hires? Number three, allowing non-LSB members to participate in LSB Finance Committee executive session meetings. Four, question of whether stations are being double-billed for sending directors to PNB meetings. Secretary convened the meeting at 8:48 p.m. Eastern Time and noted that the chair was absent. The secretary asked if anyone would act as chair pro tem. Alberto Loera volunteered to chair the meeting. There was no objection, and Alberto Loera took the chair at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hello?
The chair pro tem announced that the people from KPFK were not available at this meeting and that the CFO had suggested that the committee meet next week to deal with the KPFK budget. Motion, Alberto Loera, to adopt the agenda, passed without objection. CFO report, 9:02 p.m. CFO LaVarne Williams reported that we are now in the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2010, and that this was always a time of pressures on cash flow in Pacifica. She noted that stations were holding shorter on-air fundraisers in August. She said that KPFK would hold its fall fundraiser in September, and that the other stations would hold theirs in October. She noted that WBAI and WPFW had the worst cash flow problems and couldn't meet some expenses. Each station is devoting some part of a day to raising money for the Pacifica Radio Archives. She reported that Executive Director Arlene Engelhart wants a freeze on all hiring and wants to cut back on consultants and those providing outside services, and she wants to look at discretionary funding. Each station needs a reserve. We have to pay past due major invoices with WBAI that includes rent. There are serious cash flow issues, and we need to conserve. We need to think about the mission. The CFO said that she wanted the committee's buy-in. I have to have a drink of water here. Summer East took the chair at 9:11 p.m. Eastern Time. In response to a question, the CFO said that WBAI had not yet paid its tower rent for July and had not yet paid the rent on its studios for June and July. She noted that WBAI also owed the National Office for Health Benefits and that the station's postal meter had had to be paid on Monday so that invoices could be sent out. WBAI owes about $130,000 altogether. The CFO said she'd send the list of payables to the committee. The CFO said that the executive director would send out a memo about hires, that general managers would be hired, but all hires would have to be approved by the executive director. The committee discussed the possibility that some hires had been made despite the hiring freeze. The committee discussed stations pitching on each other's air and how KFCF is credited with pledges. John Wanger issues 9:31 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to not read the agenda item per se. I'll just read what we did after, because I've already read
that. That's fine. Yeah, that's
great,
Arpo.
Under A, about general managers, the answer was that some stations do have assistant GMs, others don't, and some have people doing more than one job, and those people might be considered assistant general managers. Item B, draft budgets from other stations. It was pointed out that so far only KPFD and the Pacific Radio Archives had submitted draft budgets. Others are being worked on. The CFO said she'd send out personnel information and reminded the committee that such information was confidential. News departments, item C, news departments. Committee members related what they knew of the news departments at their stations. Some issues would have to be discussed in executive session. Getting Arbitron ratings, item D. KPFK is paying $21,000 a year for Arbitrons. WBAI is not getting Arbitrons at all, and other stations are getting some. The CFO gets copies of what the stations get. The chair said that the PNB should have a policy statement on this, and she'd like information on what we're paying. Regarding getting Arbitrons, this was discussed briefly. This is item E. This is discussed briefly. The chair said that the PNB may need a motion on this. Metrics of management fatness, what fraction of payroll is management? Committee members told what they knew of their management numbers, a pie chart was suggested. Item G, what is the NFC process for dealing with unbudgeted hires? Members related what they knew. The CFO said that the executive director would be sending out a memo on this. WBAI and WPFW were discussed briefly. It was pointed out that some of this information is confidential. Next item, allowing non-LSB members to participate in LSB Finance Committee executive session meetings, 10:06 p.m. Eastern Time. R. Paul Martin brought up that the WBAI LSB Finance Committee had passed the following motion, quote, the Finance Committee asks the LSB to allow the Finance Committee members to be able to go into executive session with the understanding that members will have to sign a confidentiality agreement and be subject to the same conditions as LSB members, unquote. The question of whether or not this was allowed by Pacifica policy or if it was a good idea was debated. It was revealed that all the stations have different policies regarding the of the local finance committees, and one station hadn't had a finance committee at all. The confidentiality of salaries was discussed. It was suggested that this matter needs to be discussed more and that a motion might be brought to the next meeting.
If I may interrupt for a second, someone, there's like a lot of background noise coming up on someone's phone right now. So if you can hear me, please mute your telephone. Thank you. Go ahead, Arthur.
Next time, question of whether stations are being double billed for sending directors to PNB meetings, 10:36 p.m. Eastern Time. The question was raised of if stations are being double billed for their participation in PNB meetings because they have to budget sending directors to the PNB meetings, but they already pay central services fees. The use to which central services fees are put and why the cost of sending directors to PNB meetings is separate were explained. A desire to discuss the matter more in executive session was expressed. It was noted that two stations aren't making central services payments. The national office gets 93% of its revenue from central services payments, and so far in fiscal year 10, it has gotten $1.4 million in central services and has had to face $1.7 million in expenses. It was noted that Pacifica will have to refile its 990 forms because some minor things were missed on the audit, but the numbers remain the same. Motion, Summer Reese, that the committee meet on August 3rd and 24th and that we schedule an executive session for each meeting. Passed without objection. Motion, LaVarne Williams, to adjourn. Passed without objection. Adjourned 11:09 p.m. Eastern Time. Submitted by R. Paul Martin, Secretary.
Thank you, R. Paul. Are there any objections to those minutes as recorded? Hearing none, please record them as passed or approved. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, I would like to get on. I know we have Anthony Iberola, the business manager from K, and would like to get on with that momentarily. I'd like to briefly, I guess I would like to see that we go into a short executive session, whether Arlene's able to stay and participate or not, because that's part of, I guess, part of the use of reading the minutes from the previous meeting is you remember things that should come up. There are so many issues, I guess, that we could at least, as a committee, you know what I mean, we can discuss a few of these things, and I think rather than putting it off longer while we're going through the budget cycle, it would be advantageous to us to break for a brief executive session after the KPFK budget to discuss a few of those matters, okay, and also maybe some contingencies and stuff based on where we're actually at right now, okay?
Madam Chair?
Yes, I'm sorry, who is that?
Alberto.
Oh, you're here. Hi, Alberto. Welcome. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's mark
you. I got in a little late.
Oh. No problem. Welcome. Well, we're about to go over the KPFK budget. Anthony, our business manager, is on the line with us, okay? And that's basically the agenda for this evening. And then we're going to go into a little executive session to discuss some of these other issues, okay? Great, thank you. So I'd like to welcome Anthony Iberola, the business manager from KPFK, and of course, always LaVarne. Which of you would like to start first on discussion of the budget, LaVarne or Anthony? Either one. Okay. I'll pick somebody.
Give us a primer.
Hi. LaVarne, are you on mute? I think they're both on mute.
I'm back. I'm here. Yeah. Okay.
There, you, do you want to start briefly and then go ahead and introduce Anthony to take
it
away?
Yes, I would. Introduce Anthony Abarola is the business manager for KPFK in Los Angeles.
Hello.
Anthony is doing a very excellent job. Anthony is always the first to close his books. Well, you know, Marquisha's there with them just about, but Anthony also delivers a complete package at the end of the month. The package is usually available on the first or work day, so we have that. And I can send that out to other business managers just to see how Anthony has put together the package. And I might just add that he's continued the patient that Efren Larenas had initially started there at KPFK, and that Anthony's doing, an excellent job. And I really appreciate that taking the time with us to talk about this. Well, I think that I had everyone, if they had an opportunity to look over it and perhaps send questions to Anthony before then, and perhaps you'll have an idea about what you want to talk about. But I some of the primary things that we need to look at, well, of course, is the revenue, and we can and you can look at in terms of the fund drives and the schedule. Couple questions about that. So, without any further ado, here's Anthony.
Thank you. Welcome, Anthony.
Hello. Good evening to all of you.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening to all of you.
Hi there. We're
Hello.
Here.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, we're here.
KPFK management has drafted this budget for you to review and. Our revenue target for 2011 is about
Does everyone have the budget there in front of you?
Yeah.
Which file name is this?
The file name is I sent the one where it's 10008 KPFK budget template.
Yeah.
Area F 2011.
Yeah, we're projecting a revenue of $3.4 million. Last year was $3.3 million, so it's about a modest increase of like $150,000.
Okay, just a second. I'm
I have 1007.
And Anthony, I reviewed a whole bunch of the budget last night. I forgot to check. Does it have the 1 month contingency rolled in for the year?
Yeah.
It does. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Could you repeat the date on the budget again? I'm trying to find the right file.
Okay. The file that I sent out, I had reformatted so you can get you could print it all on one page, and it's 10-00. It's 10008 KPFK budget template.
And when did you send it out?
Well, initially we sent it out. Let me find it here. Sent it. Reformatted, I sent it at 5. But the other budget we had actually sent out like about a month ago. So there's some slight changes to it. Anthony can kind of tell us. You can go to the original budget. I mean, if you don't have this budget, why don't we just go to the original?
Well, the question is, did you send it at 5 o'clock today?
Yeah, I sent a reformatted budget sheet at 5 today. But the original budget, we can go and review that one. We don't have to review this one that I just sent out.
Right. Yeah.
Not the one that was sent a month ago. Mm-hmm. And let's. Why don't we do that, Anthony? We'll just go back to the one we sent out over a month ago.
LaVarne says, I have a document that says it has that template type, and then it says preliminary FY 2011 as of July 20th, 2010.
Right.
Is that the right file?
That's the latest one, right.
Okay.
But we also have Anthony, let me just confirm. Okay, so this budget that we sent out here, the latest, do you want to just, since I think John doesn't believe that he has the latest version, do we just want to talk about, go through the one that was sent out like, you know, almost 6 weeks ago and then just kind of explain?
Changes, yeah. Actually, we just updated the month-to-month. You just plug in the figures for the month-to-month financials.
Okay.
And then we also added the capital budget on the previous, and yeah, basically.
Well, I just want something to look at. Right now I have nothing. I have something that's roughly a month ago. But when you say a month ago, I need an exact date. So that
okay,
I can start.
Maybe you could just resend it and see if it comes through.
Oh, well, it was, okay, we can resend.
Was it sent to the NFC list?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, well, Anthony says, you know, that the difference is put in the actuals for
the month-to-month.
Fine.
So you just updated that, updated as of June, and then the capital budgeting was added. I think the first one did not have the capital budgeting, but...
Just give me a date to look for. I have many file names, some of which I had trouble opening. Others I was able to open. If I know the date it was sent or the exact file name, then I can try to see if I have it. But right now, to say that it's only about a month ago gives me
you
a search
try,
problem.
Hey, wait a minute. We have to pull it up. We have to pull it up. Let me pull it up right now. I'm putting in a search right here to get the.
Okay, no problem. While that's happening, I wanted to remind everyone, just as a from a process basis, that although we're reviewing, like say, the KPFK budget tonight, and we have been taking the budgets in cycle here, we all know that we're already very behind schedule on these budgets, and that they all need to be approved at the local level, at your local finance committees, and at your local LSBs, and then come back here actually finished. So I think it's helpful for us to do these things, but obviously these are, as it were, first drafts, because they need to be approved through the local process before they come back up here for approval. Did you get the file yet?
let me try here.
Okay, then I will talk for another moment longer, while you're finding it. The other thing I wanted to say is this isn't something I was able to send out to everyone tonight, but one of our local finance committee members has produced some very helpful, like, graphs and charts for us here and working on our budget process, taking last year's actuals to budget and getting trending on, you know, both where our money is going and where our expenses are going up. And I'm going to send those out to you because it's something that would be helpful maybe in looking at your own budgets, and it's something we're going to use because we now see that there's, like, a downward trend on money coming in and an upward trend on personnel costs, which obviously is a potential disaster. So anyway, we need to do things like that and making sure that these budgets resemble some kind of reality based on what's really going on economically.
Here it is. It says KPFK budget template preliminary FY 2011 as of 5/20, 2010.
5/20. Okay. So really, it's like 2 months ago.
Okay. Okay, that's
June,
not
June 20th or July?
July 20th.
Or May.
Yeah, July 20th. That's the latest. The other one is... that is the same, but except it didn't have capital, and it doesn't have the act updated for 2010.
Okay, can I hear that file name again?
This one is KPFK Budget Template Preliminary FY 2011 as of July 20th, 2010. And parentheses BR version-4.xls.
I don't have one as of July 20th. Do you know when you sent this out? Because
is it possible just to resend everything right now, just to, you know?
Yeah.
Or are people having trouble getting? Because I believe Lavarne sent something earlier today, right?
Right. I sent the updated one, but I'll just forward this.
Send the updated one again.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because that way we don't have to waste any more time on the call. The NFC will have it again. People who already got it, well, ignore the second transmission. And if you still don't see it in the next few minutes, well, then we have a problem with, you know, either, like, Yahoo groups out there.
Exactly.
And their server isn't working right, or we have a problem with our list or something. Maybe, you know, I would presume that if you get other things such as notices from National Finance, then it's working properly in terms of communicating with your individual email. But that's the only thing I can think of at this point that would hopefully move us along here.
Summer?
Yes, is that Bruce?
Yeah, this, I just had to say, I'm going to have to leave the call now.
Not a problem, Bruce. Thank you for joining
tomorrow.
Us.
Okay.
No problem. Well, hopefully I'll see you at the station.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Enjoy your dinner.
Thank you.
Well, if it's possible, I mean, yeah, John, did you receive it yet, or Paul?
I got it. It's coming up. I've got KPFK budget template preliminary FY 2011 as of July 20th.
Great.
I just got that just now, though. So.
So there was some problem or issue with the transmission earlier. Okay, excellent. What about you, John Wanger? Did you receive it yet? I think he's on mute. Okay, well, I think if it's possible, because for the sake of the stream and people who are listening to this who obviously don't have a copy of the budget in front of them anyway, Anthony, if you could maybe just start at the top, you know, that's what we frequently do with all of these budgets, is kind of do a line-by-line item kind of, you know, evaluation and what those things mean and any particular highlights. I mean, it doesn't have to be every single line, but it is helpful just to sort of verbally go over what's contained in the budget for the benefit of whomever may be listening out there in the world.
Okay, so...
Thank you. And that way
the revenue,
that accommodates anyone who's not looking at
right.
the budget either on the committee.
Okay, and the revenue goal last year was 3.3. We increased it to 3,000,450.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is that based on? Just a happy projection that we're going to do better than last year or more fund drive days?
Yeah.
yes, what?
Better projection.
It's just a projection. Okay. Is it based on more fund drive days as a presumption?
Okay,
well, I think if it's possible.
Okay, that's all right. Go on.
Mm-hmm. And then you can see the... Basically, the budget from last year is basically the same as far as the expenses and slight differences on some areas. The only thing that changed was the revenue projection was increased from 3.3 to 3,000,450. And then the, let me see here. Okay,
I'm looking at the budget that we received this afternoon. Can you tell us what line you're reading from?
Who's speaking, Luke?
If you want to see the revenue projection, you can,
yeah, if you
click,
can tell us
click on the assumptions.
The assumptions page?
Okay.
The assumptions on the top part.
Was that Mike Jones?
Yes.
I got your last name right, finally. Excellent.
Yay!
Yeah, you'll see the fund drive goals. Fiscal year 2010, and then you have the fiscal year 2011.
And what are the line numbers?
And these are the these are the main drives on October, one in February, and one in May. And then there's two mini PAN drives on December and August. And then total is $3,000,450.
And do these revenue projections encompass a continuance of running the Berkeley fund drive on our airwaves? Has this been discussed in the budget process for next year at all?
I'm not sure with that.
Okay.
Maybe you can ask Bob about
Bob,
it.
Bob, okay.
I have a question.
Go mm-hmm. ahead, Alberto.
Yes. Anthony, this is Alberto from Houston. Just a quick question as you're going through the first part of the budget. You said that last year you had projections of 3.3 What was that number,
3.3.
sir? 3.3 million dollars. Mm-hmm. What was the actual money that was that has been collected so far as it relates to the 3.3 million? How much money have you realized?
We're
so
realizing
far?
About 82%.
So you're realizing 82%.
Right.
Today, as of today, you have a mini drive for August. How many days is that drive, and how much money are you planning?
Our target is 250 on August for.
And when is that supposed to be?
For seven
days. 7 days. Yes. Yeah.
250. And you're supposed.
We're targeting 250,000.
If you add 250,000 projected for the August drive, plus the amount of money that has already come in during the program year of 2010, can you quickly, somebody that's got a calculator, can you tell us how much theoretically that is going to be the amount of money that was raised in 2010 by the KPFK personnel? Can I get a quick number off of that?
You'd have to go to cash. Oh no, you have it here on your summary sheet.
And also, you know, we're in the middle of the Berkeley pitch on KPFK again right now. When are we supposed to be starting our actual fund drive? Do you know, Anthony, in terms of like how many days we're running their fund drive and then we're doing our fund drive?
For Berkeley?
Yeah, it's on every day. It's on right now.
I have a question. This is Alex.
Go ahead, Alex.
It's about a week.
About a week?
It was extended until tomorrow.
It's extended until tomorrow. And then when are we starting our fund drive?
So we're starting on the second week of August.
Okay.
Yeah. 17, the 17, yeah.
17.
The 17?
17 to the 22nd.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Alex, go ahead.
Okay. I'm wondering if I'm looking at the right file, because the one I have shows a projection of listener support of 3,384,000, and then several other much smaller items for a total revenue projection of 3,924,000.
Oh, you have to go to the assumptions page. He's looking at the assumptions page versus total page, the budget page there. So, and then we have to go back to that page after we look at the assumptions. So the assumptions page.
Are you looking on the assumption? Or
there's another tab at the bottom there, Alex. Yeah.
The sheet, the assumption sheet.
So do we have an actual figure on how much money we've brought in this
year?
Right now?
I'm looking at this.
As of end of June, we have 2.2 million.
2.2 million, and we get another 250,000. We're going to be nearly $1 million short, which means.
You're right. I was looking at the wrong page. Okay.
Go ahead, Alex. You got another question?
No.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Alberto.
I am glad you mentioned that number.
Yeah.
I think we should be working with that number.
Yes, that
theoretically, according to the 2010 budget, we are theoretically $1 million short. Is that correct, Madam Chair?
It's $800,000.
No, the 3.3 million is based on the gross. Remember, the 3.3, you only get 80% of that.
I'm sorry, sir. My numbers do not compute the same way your numbers compute. I am saying that the amount of money that came in 2010, our instructions, again, Tony, has been that whatever money actually came in on 2010 and that we're projecting on the last month of August to bring in a little bit extra, that should be the base for the amount of money that we think we can expect for the 2011 fiscal year.
Right.
And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. I understand exactly, but the money that's coming in is really what we can use to pay our staff salaries at the end of the day.
But the pledges, remember, the pledges, we get 80% of that. remember.
Right, but if we get 80%, then we need to base the next year's budget based on what that 80% actually is, I think is what Alberto is saying. You know, we have to, not on our just our, you know, our projections, obviously, but on what we actually realize is a realistic goal, I think. Correct, Alberto?
See, you're getting all the pledges, yes. And then you're getting 80% that are actual. That's why your the revenue is like that.
But
well, maybe...
sorry, go ahead.
Madam Chair, maybe Tony can explain to us what he means by that, and that way we can come to an understanding whether the income that they're projecting for next year is compatible to the actual amount of money that is going to be realized this year.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Anthony, can you elaborate a little more?
So the figures there is for the listener support fund drives, like the goal for each fund drive.
You're saying last year's goal for our overall revenue target was $3.3 million, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But our actual realized revenue right now is $2.2 million, correct?
No. Well, his projection, here it is. His projection for the revenue for 2010, if you look at his numbers there, adds about $2.8 million.
Okay, that was the actual projection for what real revenue
would be? For 2010. He has the actuals through June, and he's projected through July, August, and September.
Okay,
so,
2.8, but that would still put us $500,000 below last year's estimated budget, correct?
Well, then if you look at his those are his fund drives. Now he actually has other additional revenue that goes into listener support. That's not the fund drive. So I have to see where that is to add that in. This is just for the fund drive alone, but more than the fund drive goes into
listener support. There's our other sources, yeah.
Where? What other sources of listener support do we have besides the fund drive?
You have the major donors, you have the...
But we don't have any...
Community events, car donations, grants, the CPB grants.
Right, but that's not listed as listener funding, the CPB grants.
Yeah, but if you add that, that should... come up with that figure.
But I thought you said the $3.3 million was on listener.
No, those are just the fund drive goals.
Okay.
So it's fund drive plus major donor. So he has a major donor there. We have to find the number in his assumptions. He has a major donor.
I'm unaware of any major donors at KPFK, frankly. I have not seen any major donors in the 3 years that I've been on the board. I mean, I would love to have major donors, but...
Okay, then what I think we need to do is that, you know, instead of getting let's make a list here, and the questions in terms of this budget and what you believe, what we see as the questions we need to get back with Anthony. The revenue, it looks like the listener support from the line here the estimated. Can I just ask a quick question before we go forward?
Of course,
Anthony.
Go ahead.
Your July revenue. What did it come in as? I just have the estimate here. Do you have a better idea on that now?
Let me see.
Oh yeah, that would have just barely closed.
Okay, but anyway, his estimate for the year is $2.8 million. Okay, his pledges he has here for 2011. He has pledges of
$3,400,000. Okay, the revenue as of June is already $2.6 million.
Right. And then you estimate 2.6. Okay, so
the other two.
As of June only, you still have July, August, September, three more months.
Right, and your estimate for those 3 months is two six. And look, I'll add them up. I added them up. It's 265 plus about 200 plus 77. So you're estimating another 500,000, about 540,000 by the end of this fiscal year. So that's 3.3 million 140. So if you look at his budget or his pledges, the pledges alone as for 2011 is $3,450,000, and his fulfillment rate is about 82%. So 82% of $3,450 is somewhere around $2,800. So he's saying, But your question is still, Anthony, we need to look at is that when you go back to the page with the budget, it appears to be a little bit higher. So we have to see what are the other components that go to the listener support. Like I said, we believe that to be a major donor and some other revenue categories. So we have to find that and verify that, and that's the question that Summer has with the budget.
Yeah, the major donor is part of that. It's all the donation, the small donation that we're getting. It's not the big amounts.
You mean the ones that are what?
It just categorized major donors.
Over $500, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's also included on that one.
Okay.
$500 below and over $500 above.
Got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And something else I wanted to ask Anthony specifically. It's a tremendous concern to a lot of people at KPFK that we're running the KPFA fund drive on our airwaves when it's not our fund drive. I would like to specifically request the breakout numbers on exactly what money was raised during the week that the KPFA fund drive was running on our airwaves when we were not running our own fund drive, because that's
okay,
an easily ascertainable number, I think.
Summer, I have the information.
That
could be answered
by Terry, yeah.
Right. I got the information from Terry today,
okay.
And I can send that to you.
Please. I think it'll help us get some clarity on our budget process.
Right, and this is for May only.
Yes, I understand. We're doing another one right now. I don't expect numbers to
exactly.
Assume what's
okay,
happening.
Okay, so
yeah.
Terry sent all of this information today.
Okay, thank you. I'd asked him about a week and a half ago about it, so great. Thank you.
Yeah, he said that he was working on it.
Good.
I will forward this to the group right now.
Thank you. I appreciate that, LaVarn.
Sure.
Okay, are there other questions on the revenue section? Because I want to let Anthony continue with his report, and we can probably take a stack and pepper him with some additional questions.
I've got one little question. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Based on what the projections are on the assumptions page for pledges for FY11, it would seem that the amount of income at 82% would be
$2,829,000. Right.
Okay. And I'm looking back at the budget FY2011, and the total for budgeted here for listener support is
$3,384,810. Right.
So basically what we're looking at is making up about $500,000 in major donors or,
sure,
you know, less than $1,000 and other forms of what's considered listener support that are not enumerated in the income section on the budget FY2011?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair assumption there?
Yeah.
We're looking for another $500,000.
This one is only for the fund drive. We're not talking about the other sources, yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
We have the CPB alone is like 300-something thousand. Yeah.
That's
another line there. But, okay, so let's take this down as what Anthony, and we'll get back with management to look at the budget, to look at the other components, which should be the major donations that are part of that will bump that up in terms of listener support to get to that number. So that's an open question. That's a question. We can get a list and to see what are the other components of listener support to get up to the number that's on there. Because you're absolutely right. The amount is about
half a million off.
It's about 2,800 for after the fulfilled revenue. But and then the current revenue for this year for 2011 looks like it's going to be at $3,140,000 for listener support.
Well, I guess that's based on the incremental and credit card installments and everything that gathers up for the next couple of months. But yeah.
Well, he has it on line four, on the budget page. If you add up his numbers, it adds to the number in June was 2,600. So if you add up the fourth quarter for July, August, and September, that's 540. So therefore, the revenue would be $3,140,000. And again, if you look at his the fund drive for the remainder of this year, Because let me just ask a question, Anthony, on the funds, the first fund drive for 2011. Now, if we look at the sheet there, when exactly is the start date on that fund drive?
For the October 1st.
Yeah.
October 1st?
Mm-hmm.
It's not starting early this year because that's what happened last year.
No, we're trying to avoid that, you know, to happen because, you know, it's a fiscal year.
Yes.
And we're going to have some problems if we start September.
Well, yeah, but both years in a row. I mean, we premised the 2010 budget on the concept of starting the fund drive in September because that's what had happened.
You know, the fiscal year ends at September 30. So if you start a fund drive on September, it will split the, you know.
Oh, I understand that. It's just what's actually happened because we've actually run out of cash before the end of the
year. Yeah,
it
happened last year, so we're trying to avoid it.
And the year before, too. I mean, it's a pattern.
So, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to point out that the discussion that we're having on the income,
yes.
at the end of the day, the expenses that Anthony is going to present to us should not be more than what we agree the income is, because the Finance Committee is not allowed to adopt budgets that are in the red. So whatever we come up with the what we consider to be the income, I am more interested in the expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can always adjust the expenses, we can really never adjust our income, given the fickleness of our listeners. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alberto. Point well taken, and we all need to keep that in mind. No negative budgets.
Summer, it's Arlene.
Hi, Arlene. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. I just want to second what Alberto was saying, that we really need to be looking at all these budgets from the perspective of reality.
Of course, definitely. Okay, well, it sounds like we have chewed thoroughly on that part of the revenue line. It does sound like we need to get some better clarity on that because we don't want to project something that's rosier than what we've actually realized this year. So we need to know that we are only using actuals to make next year's budget. And, of course, this has to get sent back to the local finance committee where hopefully we will refine it and pass it to the LSB before it comes back up here to NFC and hopefully all these issues will have been resolved before it comes back up for vote, which is, of course, what I hope happens with everyone else's budget as well, you know, edit it at home and bring the finished project here for approval. So, Anthony, why don't you move on, please, to
expenses.
Texas. Mm-hmm. Did I hear Texas? What did you say?
Our Paul has a question.
Our Paul?
Short one.
Yes.
Okay, on the assumptions page, under days, up toward the top there, column B, I'm gathering that it says 5 days pitching in October because that's expected to be the overrun from September. Is that what we're...
We need an answer on those.
Those are the start dates, October 5.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the number of days.
Date, sorry.
wish we could do 1 million in 5 days.
Yeah. Don't I, too? Wow.
Yeah.
So can you give us the number of days, Anthony, for these drives?
Thank you, Lauren.
October starts with 5th and ends at the end of the month.
Oh, my God. 25 days.
It's we're projecting 18 to 25 days.
And are in this year's budget projection, have the days been lengthened overall from last year? Do you know, or are we projected at the same number of days averaged for the year?
We'll have to pull them up.
Okay, we don't have that immediately.
We have them on separate sheets.
That doesn't get figured into the budget. We drive until we make the goal.
Yeah.
The number of days to reach. Sorry, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Go on.
Sitting here with Anthony. The number of days to reach the goal isn't part of the budget. We just know that we have to make the goal. So the number of days it takes to make that goal is the number of days we drive.
Course, there should be predictions based on whether there is a prediction of a longer number of days to achieve that goal, whether it's realistic based on the number of days we did, which, of course, goes back to the actuals, undoubtedly. You know, what were the number of days we actually used last year?
When we produce the fund drive schedule, That's where we figure the days. We basically think about what is realistic, what's a realistic goal, and we figure the daily average, what has been our daily average, what's a realistic goal for the number of days that we can drive realistically without impacting listenership. So those factors go on when we create the schedule, and then we negotiate that goal, and that's what gets, and then the goal, the financial goal is what gets put into the budget.
For the benefit of the rest of the listening audience and the committee, that was Jennifer Kaiser, assistant to general manager at KPFK. Thank you, Jennifer. And
sure. Can I just make a quick statement, Madam Chair?
Of course, Alberto. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, Jennifer, our interest is to make sure that the expenses are not larger than the income. Because the expenses always balance out. It's amazing how our budgets always on the expense side work out like they're supposed to. But the income is what's continuously getting us into some kind of financial problem, and this has been going on for a while. That's all I have to say, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Alberto.
Paul,
go ahead.
Yeah, I understand needing to make really sure of what the number of days are while you're planning the thon shortly before it, but we have been putting in the budget what the number of days pitched is for these budgets, and even if it's not absolutely correct, getting at least a rough idea, knowing if somebody's thinking of doing a 12-day thon as opposed to a 32-day thon,
right,
is helpful, because the number of days pitched is, in fact, something we've been tracking for the past couple of years, because some stations are pitching way too much, and we need to see how much that is. So if we could get at least some preliminary projection of the number of days that each event will take up, it would help us to figure this out.
I agree completely. I think that we have to have that kind of information included. I think it can be based on the actuals, you know, the actual number of days in each of the fund drives
of
2010 and tied to the actual amount of money that's been realized from that. I'm sorry, who was that who wanted to speak?
That was John wanting to be in the queue.
Go ahead, John. You're up.
Yeah, you know, I've seen documents about what the plan is. There's essentially there's three fund drives that are full length and three fund drives which are 3-day drives, and it works out to about, I think, 75 days of fundraising, and that doesn't count the plan for anticipated extensions, which are roughly a week long. We absolutely need to have that data for comparisons across the network from one station to another, as well as trending within KPFK. So we need to have that data inserted into the budget someplace, and particularly in a way to facilitate the comparisons across between stations and also within station across time.
Thank you.
This is Lauren. Yeah, I have that on the list, so, you know, we can move forward on that. So we just want kind of like an estimate of, so maybe if we just, you know, kind of like I said, if you're like in October, it's 18 to 25, December starts on the 7th, so we know that's a short drive, 100K, so that's what, about 5 days or so or less, Jennifer? 4 days? Jennifer? Are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so the one on the 7th, it's 100, so that it starts on the 7th, so that's about, what, like a 4-day drive or something like that?
Well, I'm sorry, what are you looking at?
December the 7th, the drive that starts on December the 7th for 100.
That's
a mini drive, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a mini drive, so
for 3 days.
That could run 3 days.
Okay, great. And then, so your big drive is February, so that's about, like you said, 25 to 28 to the end of the month, perhaps.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just something that we need to request, probably to go into all budgets, is that there be an estimate of time attached to each fund drive.
Yeah, we had it. I think we had some of it on the KPFT budget. So just give you an estimate until Jennifer and we go over the budget again. So on May the 3rd, that's a big drive, too. It starts on the 3rd, so it'll probably go through the end of the month or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
then there's a drive August the 9th. which is a mini drive too, so it's probably like a 3-day drive, right?
Yeah, it's also why I wanted the numbers on the KPFA stuff, because how many days are we running that pledge, and what is that now?
Yeah, we have the numbers. It's on individual sheets. We have which we send out the fund drive, the results of each fund drive sheets.
Okay.
So we'll do a summary of those and get those so we can compare them on each one of the budgets.
Thank you.
And because it's done by individual drive. So I'll write that down to summarize that and get that for comparison due.
Thank you. Yeah, I think a lot of these things, as the Finance Committee goes along, it would be helpful to do, as it were, unit-to-unit comparison on many different issues, whether it's what type of staffing positions we have at each unit, to, you know, what type of consultant services we're using in each unit, to how many days we spend in pledge drive and what we raise doing it. So, I mean, just even what we did the last thing, finding out who has a finance committee functioning in what fashion, we have a lot of disparity between units, you know.
Yeah, we have the individual sheets which we send out, so we'll just summarize our individual sheets, so we'll use those for comparison.
Right.
Okay, so
Thank you.
If we look at the revenue, are we ready to go to expenses? And the point that Alberto made and Arlene emphasized that, you know, in the end, we have to be certain that revenue, the expenses are within the amount of revenue that's raised. And the other thing we have to look at is the other revenue components of the listener support. So we will definitely look at that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can we go to the community, before we go to expenses, can we kind of go to community events and
yes,
for, which is on the budget sheet? I'm looking at it. I have it split between two sheets here. So if we look at budget FY 2011 and we look at for 2011, and we look at the number, the community event, a total 33. So it's, you know, it's not a huge number, but can we kind of talk about that compared to what you did in this year in 2010?
Well, Anthony, how does that compare with our actuals from 2010?
The community events?
Yes, please.
Let's see.